Even as a 9-year-old in a white party dress with pink ribbons in my hair, I knew my relationships with boys would always be thorny. Grade school dances, sitting on a bench with my friend Clementine. No one even asked if I would like to join the conga line. At last, a boy made advances, eagerly signing up Clementine's dances. If I'd known then what I know now, I wouldn't have despaired. In weeks to come, I tried again, but this time came prepared. I brought a good book. I brought a good book. I whipped out my history text and gave it a look. Before the beguine had begun, I got through Attila the Hun, and that's what it took. I brought a good book.
9 years old. Surely you knew there were more interesting things in life than Attila the Hun.
Yes. Dante's Inferno. Next came high school, like a living page from Edgar Allan Poe. Every other girl did well by reading love poems to her beau. Tom Blake, a hunk from New Haven, wasn't aroused when I read him The Raven. He liked those cowboy movies. I liked esoteric plays. He dragged me to his movies, but I loved those matinees. I brought a good book. I brought a good book. I slipped out my Gertrude Stein and gave it a look. And later at night we would park. Temptations would spark in the dark. We never partook, 'cause a book is a book is a book.
He sounds like a decent guy.
He dumped me for Angela Kerpelli, a dropout who worked at a truck stop. She had a more, how shall I put it, generous nature. Athletic college beaux had no illusions. They knew my favorite exercise was jumping to conclusions. By senior year, my heart was trampled on by Ronald Reese, plus Leonard Barnes and Arthur Cleese, but never once by Warren Peace. I almost hit the jackpot with Ben 4.0 Wilson. We both loved the Iliad and the Odyssey, but he was so jealous of the time I spent reading it.
Why didn't you read it together?
He couldn't read Greek. Grad school classes, smarter than the men, I always made straight A's. Women as professors, men believed was just a passing phase. One man, a regular cut-up, said I should marry, have babies, and shut up. The book I brought that day I knew would put him in his place. My Oxford English Dictionary flew into his face. Now that's a good book, a practical book. Those 1,700 pages formed a left hook. As quick as a shot, he incurred the muscle of each little word. That 9-year-old wallflower learned that knowledge is power. When I turn 87, I'll still believe heaven is reigning in some little nook instead of a schnook.